I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are The Morning Shift. I'm Ashley Johnson, Bo Morgan, Dylan hanging out as well. And this segment is presented by John Fitzsiewicz. Experienced personal injury attorneys get the strong arm. We will have a mic'd up in a few minutes. Let's talk a little college football.
Ooh, let's do.
It's that time of year.
It's that time of year. But there's a lot of pressure on these schools. I'm talking about Texas, Ohio State, Clemson, LSU, Notre Dame, Miami. But I'm curious, who has the most amount of pressure? So let's take these one by one. Okay. Give them a grade, 1 through 10. What kind of pressure are they facing?
Okay.
Let's start with Texas.
10.
What?
Start.
Stop it.
Right out of the gate.
Well, you've got a guy that's been crowned the king of college football, apparently.
By who?
I don't know.
They?
Everybody. Every media member pretty much has him as their Heisman Trophy guy. Sark has been, he's made what, two or three playoffs now? He's got, you know, he lost to Washington. He barely won, beat Arizona State last year here in Atlanta, and then lost to Ohio State. This is kind of his golden boy at quarterback. They need to win. Like, yeah. I'm not saying that his job is on the line. I'm just – because I don't believe that, and I don't believe it should be.
I don't either.
But what I will tell you is that those people down in Texas, they think highly of themselves as Longhorn fans, and they're boosters, and they get very impatient. We've seen them be impatient with people before.
I agree with everything you're saying, other than the 10 that you just gave.
Okay, like, then what's yours?
To me, 10 is like you're going to get fired if you don't come out of the gate swinging.
Well, look.
I would say, like, we'll get into them. But there's a lot of coaches out there that I think need to start, like, 5-1.
But I don't
or you're going to be looking for a job by Thanksgiving.
I don't think it's 10 for just Sark. I think it's 10 for Arch Manning, too. I think there's a lot of – she asked the question, how much pressure is on them? What's the pressure meter on?
Yeah.
You don't think there's a lot of pressure for him to win a national title with Arch Manning? You don't think there's a lot of pressure for Arch Manning himself as the kid that's – now, I'm not saying he's feeling it, but the pressure is definitely there for him to win a Heisman and be a national champion and take Texas, be the next great Texas quarterback. Like, all that pressure has been put out there by fans, media. That's just my feeling.
I'm going with a 7.
Okay. Okay. Sounds kind of soft, but okay.
Well, you didn't leave yourself any wiggle room because you're going to say that they're a 10 – nobody's getting fired. Nobody's getting benched. Arch is making $5 million this year. So, like, I don't know what.
Can I ask you a question? If Arch Manning doesn't win, one or both of a Heisman or a national title, do you not think that people view his time there as a failure?
Sure.
Yeah. Well, that's pressure.
That doesn't
pressure.
Lead to a 10, though.
Legacy. Like, we'll 10. Continue. 10. It's a 10. A 10.
You didn't leave yourself any wiggle room here because 10. The next one that comes out is probably going to have to be a 10 now.
All right, let's go with Ohio State. Is that a 10 as well, Bo?
No, it's like a 5.
Yeah.
You won a national title. Ryan Day has kind of was it quelled the noise or whatever? You're going to bring in a new quarterback. Now, the one pressure department he's going to have is to beat Michigan.
That's right.
That's the one place that you can amp. Now, if you get to November, Allie, and they're having a – does not matter. The Saturday after Thanksgiving, the pressure on Ryan Day will be a 10 for that week only.
I agree.
But other than that, nah, man, he's good.
For that reason alone, I'll put it at a 6, but I'm with you on everything else. I think he's still – I think he's just riding the wave at this point. Like,
I mean,
you're like, I'm good. I just want a natty. Like, no big deal. He does need to beat Michigan.
Yeah.
And, you know, he'll be tasked with that, but – that's the only reason. If it wasn't for the Michigan thing, I'd have it at like a 3.
When is the last time Ohio State did beat Michigan? It's been
4 or 5 years.
Okay.
It's been a while.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Since Urban Meyer was there, I think.
Since COVID year, right?
I think since Urban Meyer was there. I mean,
that's crazy.
You know, Beard Dye's got to do his job.
Ryan
Day's
beat him before, I think.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know.
Anyways.
Because remember, that was the thing. Harbaugh could never beat Urban. And then Urban leaves, and all of a sudden they win. I'm gonna get Ryan Day's. You can go ahead, Allie.
November 30th, 2019. Last time.
Okay.
State,
there you
Michigan.
Go. Year before COVID.
That's a long time.
Says here Ryan Day's 1-4 versus Michigan, but.
All right, let's move on to Clemson.
Ooh.
1 through 10.
That's really an interesting one.
I'm gonna say. Well, here's the deal. I think Dabo can leave when he wants, but I could be wrong. I'm gonna say it's an 8.5 because. They were a great program for a nice little stretch. Couple of national titles. Dabo's the hottest thing on the coaching market other than Nick Saban. And then, you know, I don't like the portal. I don't want to do this. If they pay players, I'll quit. And Dabo talks, and like all coaches, they get asked questions. He answers them honestly. They stop winning to that extent. They did make the playoff last year. They lose to Texas in the first round. Cade Klubnik has got there's a lot of hype for him as well. So they need to win not only the ACC, but they need to make some hay in the playoff this year.
Yeah, what grade did you give it?
I gave it an 8.5.
An 8.5. I think you're on it. I would say an 8. Like he's not fearing for his job or anything, but I think at this point, like, Clemson fans are starting to get a little bit antsy in terms of their prospects of actually winning a title, and is the window still open for them? So I'm at an 8.
And Clemson and Georgia really are programs that for a long time, to me, mirrored each other as they won titles in the early 80s, and then they were just kind of there, and then boom, they got this success, right? And but the fans always had these expectations, and then when you have that success and then you go a while, you kind of get antsy, and there's that feeling of, well, you don't have it anymore. We know we can be great. We'll go find somebody that can. And I'm not saying that about Georgia right now, but I'm just saying that could be where Clemson is getting close to.
How about LSU?
Oh, I think that's a 9.5. I think Brian Kelly needs to win.
Do you think that's a 9.5 and Texas at a 10?
Yeah.
This is what my problem was with you putting Texas at 10. Now you can't go anywhere. And you knew you couldn't say 10 again because I was going to climb all over that.
You think
so
Brian
you go
Kelly,
with 9.5.
You think Brian Kelly loses 4 games this year?
I think that's a
10. There?
I think it's absolutely a 10.
Well, then why didn't you go first, tough guy?
I would love to have. I would love to have. I think that's an absolute 10.
All right,
You want to talk about people getting a little bit itchy in terms of fan bases? He doesn't even belong there. Texas is a team that just went to the national title a year ago. Brian Kelly has lost, 4 or 5 straight openers?
Texas ain't been in a national title game.
When they lose to Ohio State last year?
In the semis.
Okay, there you go. Anyways, LSU hasn't even won an opening game in 5 years. It ain't been great teams. What about like UCLA? Like, I mean, they've lost some bad games. And they need to come out swinging.
Brian Kelly is sick and tired of being here coaching for his family. See how I mixed his little speeches?
Bad. Yeah, we see that.
Brian Kelly, he needs to win. But look, I thought he lost the team last year. Like there, I heard reports that it was like not mutiny, but there was some guys that were really irritated.
We're sitting here again.
Yeah, that's so ridiculous. It's so I'm out of 10. Brian Kelly needs to win. He needs to win quickly. And it, all this talk about Garrett Nussmeier being that guy and mm-hmm. you know, possible QB1 in the draft next year and all that. When now we've seen the conversations he's had with his agent. He just doesn't. It's one thing if you're winning and you don't fit a fan base. It's another thing when you are just fledgling and losing games you shouldn't, and all of a sudden that fan base turns on you. I'm at a 10 with him. He needs to get it done.
Okay.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
What about Notre Dame?
Yeah, I'm going to go with like the 6-7 range. Look, Marcus Freeman is, I don't believe in any pressure. It's Notre Dame. See, that's the thing. Some of these schools automatically come with pressure. The pressure at Texas, the pressure at Notre Dame, the pressure, it's, you know, some of these schools is a lot higher already.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why, to me, you could say Texas is at a 10 because there's already an elevated amount of pressure by what the program thinks it is. Notre Dame is the one that thinks very highly of themselves, but they also tasted a national title game last year. They've lost some good players. They have a good running back room, but they lost their starting quarterback in Riley Leonard. And so I think Freeman has kind of done enough to give himself some space now to – I also think Notre Dame might be a team at this point in its existence in a program where every 3 to 4 years you're talking about them for, as a national champion, and then they're going to – you know, because they're going to have those years.
Yeah. What number did you give it?
I don't know. 6-7, I think.
Hey, I'm going to go with 6.
That's short-term memory, man.
I'm going to go with 6 because I think that obviously there is pressure in terms of Notre Dame, but we got to how long did Brian Kelly ride that wave where he could make them really, really good every, like you said, every 4 or 5 years, but never really reached the pinnacle of being great? And then it's just funny because he leaves there and goes, I got to go where a place where I can win a national title, mm-hmm. and they go to the national title game.
I will give that program the people around the program credit, the boosters, all that kind of stuff. They've kind of settled now into what they are. And it's, I think, they're every 3 to 5 years, they're going to make a deep run in college football's system. But they have as good a chance to me with Marcus Freeman as winning something as ever. I think he is just really good.
Last one before mic'd up, Miami.
Speaking of Notre Dame, they opened this Sunday against each other. I'm going to say... I'm going to say 6. I'm going to go back to 6. I don't think it's that big. Really?
10. Great year last year with the Heisman Trophy winner. You had a chance, and you fumbled the ball late, Cam Ward. Didn't Cam Ward win the Heisman?
Travis Hunter did.
Oh, my bad. Oh, should have, maybe.
Number one draft pick versus.
Yeah, I got you. I see what you were going, but yeah,
but,
you're good.
But Cam Ward went in there. They had a chance to be, you know, deep. They don't even make the playoff. They don't even make the ACC title game.
Yeah.
Mario Cristobal is on the clock. Some of the most unrealistic fans. I talk about unrealistic fans. Miami's some of the most unrealistic fans and expectations of, and every year they tell you how they're back and they never really are. I think Cristobal's on the clock. I might have memory loss.
Just a reminder, today's Mic'd Up brought to you by Buffalo's Cafe. Come wing it family style at one of Buffalo's Cafe's 13 Atlanta locations. And look, just take this tidbit from me. You can order online. It's worth it. I promise you. All right. So it's funny, Bo, you walked out a minute ago during the break and I was talking to Allie. I was like, you know, I was kind of explaining to her what the, you know, odds are in terms of making a long, you know, futures wager. Mm-hmm. And we were talking about, you know, you're based on 100, you're, you know, plus this many, plus that many. So it's not as easy when you talk about the gambling aspect or wagering when you look at some of the futures of, like, is it really worth it? And I was talking to her about how a team like Texas, to me, we're talking about conference championship winners in the SEC. Texas, to me, not worth it. Too many things can get off the rails in the next couple of months that would lead them to them not winning the SEC. They're at plus 260. That's $100 to win 260. I'm not risking that amount of money, all right? So I want to hear from you guys. I'm going to go down this list. At what point does it get to where I'm like, I'd put $100 down on that before the end of the season to make, you know, to make that bet and, you know, look forward. So you got Georgia sitting there at second place at plus 300. Bama at plus 480.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody? Okay, I'll move on. LSU is fourth in the odds to win the SEC at plus 650.
So I'm a little more risk adverse than you.
Okay.
So that's probably something I would take.
Plus 650. Think is kind of, you would.
Yeah.
And just honestly, at this point, take the name off of it. You know what I mean? Like, at what point are you like, with 12 variables, which are football games leading up to the conference title.
Right.
Would you think it's worth putting 100? You'd say 650.
I may, yes.
Let me keep going. Because the next one is plus 1,500. That's Texas A&M. Right now, plus 1,500 for Texas A&M. I will say this about Texas A&M. They had a lot of positions back, and the ones that they didn't feels like they were able to add significantly in the portal. The only thing with them is I don't like Marcel Reed as their quarterback. It just is what it is. I don't know what to expect of them. You're good still, though.
I am where I want to never lose money, so I probably would have taken the safest bet. But I wanted to get to the odds and see who I would.
Okay,
because right, I can't take then. The name off of people. I can't. I just
how about plus 2,000 is next, and that is Ole Miss and Florida.
I would
and
take
Auburn.
I would take Florida at plus 2,000
to win the conference title.
Yep, absolutely. Because I just,
why them over Ole Miss?
Because I think Ole. First off, I don't trust Lane Kiffin. Not that I'm saying I trust Billy, but if DJ Lagway can stay healthy, I trust him. And I trust, for whatever reason, that guy has something where he can rally a team around him somehow. So I trust DJ Lagway is what it is.
How much does it say, though? And I know we got to get a break. How much does it say about these teams, though, that I've gotten to Ole Miss, Florida, and Auburn at plus 2,000, and I haven't mentioned Tennessee? I haven't mentioned Missouri. I haven't mentioned Oklahoma. I haven't mentioned South Carolina.
Well, it's
we're not even in the ballpark with those.
Well, I'm surprised you haven't mentioned the Oklahoma one. Surprises me.
I agree.
I know Venables has had a 10-win season there before.
Mateer is catching fire in the national wins, if you will. There a lot of people love what John Mateer could bring to the table in terms of that offense.
And Austin Simmons, the quarterback for Ole Miss.
He's a beast.
I mean, he stepped in and let him right down the field.
That's
against
exactly
Georgia.
Why I asked you why Florida over Ole Miss, because I'm a huge believer in Austin Simmons and Lane Kiffin's offense.
I feel like Lane Kiffin, it feels like the kind of coach that is good for two losses no matter what every year. He can't get out of his way. There's something always that he always is in his and. Yeah. But I mean, you know,
he came to Florida last year.
Yeah, well, Jackson Dart didn't help him there.
Kentucky as well. Yeah, that's weird.
Well, coming up, we want you to take over the show in the wake-up call, 404-726-0929. Which college football team has the most pressure this weekend? Do you agree with Mike and Bo's grades on those? What would be your amendments to this practice squad? Are we missing anyone at this point? And hey, who would you put your money on? Are you risk adverse? Are you going big?
Let's
call
go.
In right now, 404-726-0929, or you can tweet us at 929-MORNINGSHIFT. The wake-up call is next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the
Odyssey app.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.